USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
More details are emerging about 21-year-old Ahmet Alyssa, identified as the alleged suspect that killed 10 people, including a police officer, during a mass shooting at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store on Monday. On a Facebook page purportedly that belongs to Alyssa, he wrote messages that criticized President Trump's response to immigration and refugees. He purportedly complained about not having a girlfriend and shared wrestling photos. Speaking to the Denver Post, a former classmate, Dayton Marvel, said Alyssa was kind of scary to be around. The former sheriff of San Francisco, California, released more than 2,400 criminal illegal immigrants back into the community during her tenure, a lawsuit alleges. Former San Francisco Sheriff Vicki Hennessy, who was in office from January 2016 to January 2020, was intentionally shielding the criminals from ICE officers, the watchdog group Judicial Watch alleges. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
When coronavirus relief checks started rolling out of Washington, D.C., cyber criminals got to work coming up with ways to steal your money. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Threat Intelligence Lead Christopher Dawson of Proofpoint explains what typically happens.
We would see an email that has some sort of information or link or an attached document, for example, and folks would click the document because they would think that maybe they needed some information that was in this email, perhaps information about how to get their stimulus check, for example.
Victims are told they must fill out a form over the Internet that divulges private financial information.
A top official with the U.S. Secret Service said Tuesday that coronavirus-related fraud could lead to $30 billion in federal relief funds being stolen by criminals. A man plunged to his death in Florida after his parachute failed to open when he was base jumping from a hotel balcony. The unidentified man leaped from the 14th floor balcony of the Sunrise Beach Resort Sunday evening in Panama City Beach. It's unclear if he was a local or a spring breaker. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
For the first time in 50 years, NASCAR Cup Series will be on a dirt track Sunday. Driver Eric Almirola was asked on Motor Racing Network about racing on dirt.
From what I've heard from a lot of people, it's, you know, it's not like typical dirt car racing. You don't have the car really hung out sideways, standing in the gas and just slinging mud. You know, the cars drive a lot straighter on the dirt. These big, heavy stock cars do. They're not running super sideways. They're not, you're not driving them like you would a typical dirt car. So I think that's what everybody has really referenced is that, the cars are not way up on the left side and dug in with the right side tires. There's just a lot of differences in the way that the dirt cars drive and the way that they race versus how, you know, I'm expecting, and from what I hear and what I gather, our cup cars to drive on dirt.
The Food City Dirt Race marks the 121st Cup Race hosted by Bristol Motor Speedway. Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. It should be noted that NASCAR Cup Series event grandstand and premium sales have stopped due to reaching socially distanced capacity. A limited number of tickets are available for the Truck Series event. 14 games today in Major League Baseball as spring training continues. The first games start this afternoon at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. Most games will be played in Florida and Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.